Earlier this week, Pinellas County Schools declared an impasse in their contract negotiations with the county's teachers union. But the president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association still hopes there will be opportunity for discussion. Because of declining tax revenues and school enrollment, Pinellas County Schools is proposing a budget that's nearly $20 million less than last year. As a result, they want all teachers to take two unpaid furlough days, a $290 reduction in pay, and another year without step increases in salary based on experience. But Kim Black, president of the teachers union, claims that rather than negotiate, the school district has declared an impasse.
The district went ahead and as of July 1st started subtracting $290 from every teacher's pay that was on 11.5 or a 12-month contract, with plans to subtract that money from teachers' pay for the 10-month teachers who return in August. And that's a violation of our contract, so we filed a grievance on that issue alone. Then came the impasse from the district that they felt that through our negotiations, they felt that they couldn't agree to the proposals that we had suggested, and so they filed impasse.
In a letter Tuesday to Pinellas School Superintendent Julie Jansen, Black wrote that it was disconcerting that she learned about the impasse from a reporter. A day earlier, Jansen declared the stalemate in an email. In it, Black says that Jansen asked the union to waive their right to a mediator and a special magistrate.
A federal mediator comes in and listens in an unbiased way to both parties and helps present the case to the school board and hopefully through that process, and it's at no cost to either party, that you could reach an agreement. It's an unbiased opinion, a third party, if you will. And the district has asked that we waive the federal mediator and also that we waive the special magistrate. Now, a special magistrate goes through the Public Employees Relations Commission, which is PERC, and PERC oversees the public sector collective bargaining in the state of Florida.
Black says the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association has gone against the request from Superintendent Jansen by asking that PERC appoint a special magistrate.
The magistrate would make a decision based on both sides of the issue and make a presentation to the school board. Now, at that point, the school board can listen to the recommendation or they can go with their own recommendation, and that would be held in a hearing, a public hearing.
Pinellas County Schools has proposed cutting $290 from teacher salaries because of declining revenue from a special county tax passed by voter referendum, which goes toward supplementing teacher pay. Black says that cut, if necessary, would be palatable if it were applied as a single unpaid day off for teachers without any other furloughs suggested by the district. The union's proposal also calls for re-implementing the step increase, which averages $300.
We showed the district where we felt there was additional funds to be had in the budget, and we did agree that if it was proven that the tax roll was to that level and that it was going to be $290 less for each teacher, that we would take a one-day leave without pay to offset the referendum shortfall. But we were requesting that the steps be rolled, and the district never responded to our final proposal. Now, that happened at the end of June, and I have yet to hear from the district on that proposal, except in the form of the declaration of impasse, which came Monday evening.
School district offices are closed on Fridays during the summer. Neither Superintendent Julie Jansen nor the school board attorney was available for comment. Andrea Zahn, Director of Communications for Pinellas County Schools, says the district wants to come to an agreement with the teachers' union.
Impasse simply means that there's a dispute between parties, in this case, between our employer and our labor organizations. It really does not signal an end to the bargaining. The superintendent and the board believe that the impasse resolution process is the quickest means for reaching a fair and equitable agreement with our teachers. And I also think it's important to point out that we want our teachers to start out the school year with a full contract, including a salary and benefits package, again, that is fair and equitable. This will occur through the impasse resolution process.
Union President Kim Black thinks that teacher pay should be a priority for the school district.
The stories that I hear from our employees where they have their teaching and then they're leaving school for their second job so that they can make their living wage is just really starting to wear out our workforce. And I think that's the last thing we need to do heading into another school year.
In its projected 2009-2010 budget, the school district plans to increase the overall millage rate for schools. Last year, Pinellas County homeowners paid $8.06 per $1,000 of taxable value. That amount would increase to $8.35 if the budget is passed as is. But the taxes of most homeowners would still decrease due to declining home values. Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association President Kim Black stresses how teachers affect the learning experience of the county's students.
PCTA's position has always been the most important thing that we can do for our children is to make sure they have a high-performing, high-quality teacher in their classroom. And in order to attract and retain and reward good teachers, I think this should be a top priority of the district. It certainly is the priority of the union. And so I think to that end, we're committed to securing our step increases that reward teachers for their length of service and their level of professional accomplishments and experience. It's definitely a direct impact on student learning.
The first public hearing on the proposed budget for Pinellas County Schools will be at 7 p.m. on Tuesday at their administration building in Largo. You can find links to more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.